Alina, all over the chat tonight. I'm mad that I couldn't watch the Apple Cup on TV because it was on Peacock. Biggest game, and I have to play extra for it. For shame. Yeah, where to watch stuff is all effed up across all the sports now.
Dude. And,
well, where to watch anything is all messed up. I can't remember what I watched something on from night to night. I can't ever remember where it is. I'm always just talking to the remote, hoping it shows me what I want it to, what I'm asking for.
Apple Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Alina, you gotta have friends that'll share the password with you.
Yes. Or you, well, I'm sure McNeil has some dig dark web secrets.
Yeah. There's other
where they stream.
Watching the preseason games, I learned there's a lot of things that you can find on the internet and ways to watch sports in all kinds of different ways.
True, but Seahawks.com, shout out to them because they streamed it.
Oh,
it was
really?
An awesome watch. Wasn't awesome watching on like a 4 or 5 inch screen. I was like, who was that? Who made that play?
Yeah. No, you got to get the dongle, man. Got to get your dongle going. I got a dongle. I got a dongle a couple years ago. I dongle almost every weekend.
Dongle game strong.
My dongle game is on point. Yeah. Except last week I was away for it, and then Mrs. Davern couldn't figure out the dongle, and she was like, it doesn't ever work. I said, all you got to do is plug it in. That thing works every time. So I'm going to have a talk about that.
Say that name. How are you going to say that name?
This next comment is by Simranjit. We're not sure.
Yeah. How would you rate Byron? You got it.
Jinx. How would you rate Byron Murphy's game today and that Leonard, the big cat, and Leonard Big Cat Williams' sack. Julian Love's block saved the day. Let's go, Hawks. Hell yeah. The sack was awesome. The block was even better because you got to have that block in order to have the score be what the score was and in order to come out there with the W. So the block was huge.
Yeah. Murphy, incredibly timely. Like when we needed it most, and it was just four-man rush. Like, we were very conservative, and not conservative, like, way off, like, prevent. I'm just saying, like, we only brought the four, and that's all we needed. And that was just special to see in a moment where you need to have it. Williams up front was my star of the day. I think he's everybody's star of the day. He just kicked major ass, and he even had some pressures where Brissett was just fast enough to get away from him. But all four of them, Hall, Mafe, Murphy, and Williams had an opportunity, which is why Williams and Murphy shared the sack on the stat sheet. But it was awesome to see, man. And it pushed it back 10 yards. And now the trajectory of the kick has to be lower, more of a line drive, enabled for the kicker to feel confident, like he can get it there in a more accurate manner. And that was enough. But Julian Love, just, you have to anticipate the snap, right? You have to know, and some of them, usually you look at the hand, but like when that ball moves, we move, because you can look at the hand, but sometimes the long snapper or the whoever the holder is will do a double flash, and if you go on the first one, you're offsides. Now all of a sudden that's a third and one, or goes back to when it was 5 yards, but they were so knocked out. My bad. I'm just saying, like, that's usually back in the day, Belichick would have used that as a chance to, like, draw an offsides, kill more clock, just strategically. And but you have to time that perfectly. Jump over two legs, land and jump again, like, just in an instant. And he did it. It was unbelievable. That's what I'm saying. He put some respect on my guy's name, put him in the MVP. He just does so much, from interceptions, sacks, forced fumbles, big hits, everything. And he's awesome.
How about Byron Murphy's game?
I already said it. I started with Byron Murphy. So we can go on to the next question.
What the hell happened in Minnesota today? Not complaining, but is Minnesota good? Bad day for San Francisco? Are we on that level? I feel optimistic about the division. This one comes from Adam underscore the Island Zone.
Yeah, Adam, I'm more alarmed about the Rams, but I'll answer your question first. You know, any given Sunday, you can't just walk in there and roll your helmet out there with the logo because you've been to the Super Bowl like 3 out of the last 6 years or whatever they've done. Like, you know, yeah, they've been a dominant team in the division, but I, you know, the combination of things and, you know, even Ayuk and Trent Williams missing entire camp, like you don't want to just throw them out there to get hurt, right? You have to condition them and get them ready. And even though you expect them to be professional and be in shape, even though they're doing their hold out or hold in, whatever the hell it's called these days. And so timing's going to be off with Ayuk and rhythm, everything. And so it's just, then I just said it, we're not that far away as people think talent wise from the Niners. That's why I was more worried about the Rams, which is, that's where I'm going to go to, is that, holy shit, man. The Cardinals?
They got spanked today, the Rams.
I didn't even see how it happened. I just saw the final result. That was ugly. And, yeah. And it was alarming. It's, I mean, Kyler Murray, we always knew he was good, but now he's healthy and some of whatever they're doing.
Ridiculous, just video game style looking plays.
Insane, yeah.
Russ looking plays, just, you know,
avoiding three sacks and then just throwing off his back foot to a strike for a touchdown. I saw that one. I was like, damn, he's back. Yeah. So, yeah, that's but yes, I feel very optimistic about the division. And everyone should, being undefeated, but it's still a long season. We'll see what happens. A lot of ball to be played, but one game at a time, my man, one game at a time. Yes, we are on that level. We are on that level.
And what the hell happened in Minnesota? I mean, is this McCaffrey being out? That's kind of me asking as a fantasy owner too.
No, I think yeah. The more important question, maybe that's what he was between the lines was asking. No, it was, it was Jordan Mason, right? Or Jordan, yeah. Whatever his name is.
He still put up
100 and a touchdown. It's like they're not lacking in production there. So,
and Purdy threw for over 300.
Yeah, Purdy went off. Mm-hmm. You know, just Justin Jefferson showed up and holy shit, 97 yard touchdown. That will change momentum, perspective, and just
5 catches, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it was many, but still did it. Still did that damn thing. That's why he's so dangerous.
Right. Yeah. Ugh. I'm looking at that game actually. Sam
Darnold. Then I'll take this one. Flying Clutchman.
Okay.
I have faith in Stone Cold Forsyth. There's his nickname right there. He was tossing Niner players around last year. Pancakes for Thanksgiving. I agree. I think pancakes for Thanksgiving is probably my favorite part of that line. Has me thinking about food, but he's a gifted athlete. Just a massive guy too. I think he's got the building blocks and the foundation to be a very special player. I just think it's more about the reps and experience and then, you know, being in the show, so to speak, where it's like the small, any kind of margin for error is very exploited. Like that's strategically where teams will go, even if you're a second slow processing things, but you're a phenomenal athlete, but like it takes you a second. Sometimes that speed that you have to athletically move in any direction is mitigated by how quickly you can process what's happening. Love the nickname too.
Next question. Thank you, Flying Dutchman. I had, this comes from Dev Pedersen. I had a flag football tournament and got third place. Happy the Hawks won.
So Dev the dude.
Because that's the worst. I hate watching sports on delay.
I coached a flag football game, so I'm with you. I had to watch it, you know, after the fact, but I stuck with it, gutted it out, and yeah, we won today.
How'd you guys?
Hey, we won, but we, you know, we played a team. So I don't know how it's set up, but years ago we were the youngest team, and then today we played the youngest team. So it just kind of happens. And my team, I had to, like, it was a real lesson in don't underestimate your opponent. And also don't be an asshole is what I told my kids. Right. And I'm coaching a bunch of 13-year-olds. I'm like, hey, they're over there, you know, practicing touchdown celebrations. I'm like, you guys can't even make tackles consistently. And you guys are over here practicing celebrations. I was like, I will run you until you can't walk anymore. After, if you celebrate on kids a year or 2 years younger than you. So, hey, respect class and handle business, but do it in a respectful manner, right?
Yeah, but have some confidence and play with some fun also. Because if it's all just wind sprints, then this isn't any fun anymore.
Brother, you're going against kids that are a year or two years younger than you.
I understand.
Okay. That, so but don't miss the point, Brett, because I know you coach kids.
Yeah.
I'm scared of what you're teaching your kids and other kids.
And I'm coaching a lot of baseball, which baseball has so many, like, just old farts that don't want it to be fun. And Coach Brett wants it to be fun. Like, if you strike a kid out, I want you to, you can pump your fist. That's fine by me. That's fine. Smile.
Okay.
You hit a double, pound your chest when you get to second base. Like, you know, have a secret handshake with your buddies that you work out before practice or whatever. Cause confident, you know, if you're confident, you'll play well. Right. And so you want them to be confident, but, you know, not overconfident, like when it's warranted, you know, when it's, you know, but it's not showing people up to play confident. I don't think
there's a fine line is all I'm saying. Right.
Yeah.
Between arrogance and confidence. And sure. I taught my kids confidence today because, hey, if you don't win, like, that's on you. The plays haven't changed. Like, it's man-to-man. Like, I even went to zone to try to give the other kid a chance. These kids couldn't even complete. Like,
something happened to
10-10 yard out.
Uh-oh. Something might have happened to your microphone. Something on. Yeah. So it might be a loose connection with your microphone there, pal. I'm not sure what's going on. It's not the internet.
I think it's
the headset. I'm not sure. I'll plow on. I'll read the next question. Josiah is here. Does anyone else hear Josiah Fanene 87? Does anyone else here cheer for the Niners linebackers solely because KJ is coaching them? All while cheering for them to lose. All while cheering for them to lose? Question mark. It's a weird thing to root for people that you like, even though they're on teams that you might not like. That's a tough thing to negotiate. Have you gotten to watch at all the games, and what have you seen of the Niners linebackers with KJ coaching?
Am I back? Can you guys hear me?
There you go. Yes. What?
Okay, because nothing changed over here. Everything's been green lit. All right, just making sure.
It's better now.
Haven't got to watch him, but absolutely I cheer for his linebackers to do well. And, you know, it's almost the same situation I came into when I had to coach. I got to coach the privilege and honor of coaching KJ and Bobby. All right, he's got studs over there. And one of them, Greenlaw's hurt, but, you know, so I just kind of, the only information that I can give him was like, hey, like, let them come to you on their terms. You have to meet a player on their terms and where they're at. And so, like, KJ, for me, I gave him a lot of information to think about, you know, cause he was like, why aren't they blitzing me? This isn't that, like, you see, look at this call sheet and like Bobby would have like 8 or 9 blitzes in. And, so him and Earl cornered me one day. They're like, how come I don't have blitzes? And I was like, because you guys don't get home. All right. I know the truth hurts, but that's the truth. And, you know, so I just told KJ, I go, yo, you can get creative and create opportunities for blitzes. And he's like, what are you talking about? I go, yeah, we call man coverage so much in these situations. Most of the time you have the tight end or the back. If you got the back and he stays in, attack him if they're protection conscious. And I'll tell you, like, before we go into a game, they are protection conscious, meaning they will check for a blitz and then release. So he ended up with like 4 or 5 sacks, went to the Pro Bowl that year. I'm not saying that's why, but stats matter when you get to those situations. So I absolutely cheer for KJ. I mean, he's one of the best men I've ever met, one of the best linebackers I've ever seen. And, you know, even me and Brett wouldn't have this opportunity to speak to y'all if it wasn't for KJ, G Scott, and Mike and what they've done and built with y'all. So always grateful for him.
Yeah, but I'm rooting for the Niners to lose.
I mean,
Diana,
when they play us.
Kidding, yeah. Diana Kane here in the chat. Tua's concussion was brought up earlier, and Lofa mentioned he may want to honor his extension. Are there usually penalties for breaking contracts due to injuries? Parentheses, assuming Doc's clear to play, ? Never gotten a player's perspective.
No, that's why, you know, you read all these gaudy contract numbers, right? $200 million, $250 million, whatever was reported for his extension. Mm-hmm. I think the guarantee was like somewhere around 90 or just under 100. That's phenomenal money. That's great money, right? But I'm saying you only get what's guaranteed. That's why everybody fights for what's written in guaranteed. And it is for injury and everything. So he will get that, you know, assuming they didn't say if you have this type of injury, like another concussion, right? The thing they're probably most worried about. If there's language like that in there, that's why agents are so important. Like, they deal with all these things to protect you, and like to give up 3%, which I think is the standard, is like, it's worth it to not have to listen to, because like it becomes real personal, not just business. As you go to get an extension, they will bring up anything that happened with the team. Like, just like, hey, you know, we didn't win this X amount of games. You know, you're a captain, that falls on you. And yes, it does. They're absolutely right. And, you know, just so some things are said that you rather not hear, right? Because business is just relationship based, right? And so you go and do it with that mindset, no emotions, just these are the facts, and we'll find some common ground, hopefully. But so he'll be all right, you know, in terms of contract wise. It's just, you know, more just, is he going to be okay? You know, I think the toughest thing for athletes is like, you're leaving one of your first loves. Football for me was probably my first ever love, right? Before I ever had a girlfriend, and then my wife, and then kids, this was what I loved, where I found just total peace, and where I found acceptance really as a person and confidence to what you spoke to, Brett, you know? So it's hard when you can't play the game you love, because that's why football is the greatest sport, ladies and gentlemen. We can't go join a beer league like baseball, hockey, can't go play pickup hoops, can't go, you know, do whatever, just rally a couple people and just go play this sport. And then in the biggest thing, what we all play to chase is that Super Bowl, that ring championship in any sport. And we have 60 minutes to figure out who the world champion is. Maybe an extra frame like last year, overtime. But we don't get the best of 7. You fuck up, it's over.
Right.
And I think the finality of it all is kind of what makes it scary, but also beautiful.
What would you say to Tua?
Make sure you don't just pass the test required, the baseline test, because you kind of have that. Make sure you're right spiritually, like you're confident. You go back out there with the same confidence to let it sling, let it fucking fly, right? And if you can get to that, then you're ready to go back out there. But until you get to that, then I just pray for his recovery and well-being.
Yeah. Who are we going to put on Tyreek?
Everybody. I mean, God. His nickname's the Cheetah for a reason, man. The guy is fast. Yeah. I mean, quick and fast, which is like such a scary combination, because usually you have one type of speed and it comes down to like how well balanced of an athlete he is. Like, I've seen his workout videos, insane. Backflips for fun, like, special athlete. But usually,
how would you go after it though?
How would I go after what?
Yeah, him and the Dolphins is, you know, coming in. I mean, how would you play it?
It's the same way we treated Steve Smith. Like, yo, you're getting doubled all game. And if somebody else, we're not letting you break a 60, a 70, 80 yard touchdown. And we do. We have speed to keep him in front of us and make sure he doesn't get those opportunities. But, you know, I think more dealing with a unknown quarterback is we have to feel our way out of the first half, play it probably safer, conservative, because, you know, I don't know if A-Chain is healthy, but this guy clocked 22 miles an hour. Mostert was out. That guy's clocked 21, even though he's a veteran. We remember him from our Niner days. Like, they have no shortage of weapons. Is Waddle out there too? Because, like, I mean, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're going to get into it this week when we preview the game. What's up next here? We got more comments from people. Let's get the next one up here. Alina Dahl back in the chat here. Lofa, did you know Steve Largent was being tested for CTE and has memory issues due to all those hits? It's called the Hall of Fame Healthcare Story, Steve Largent. I didn't know that. Hadn't heard yet, that yet. Did you hear that?
I have not. Would love to see the article because your boy got to visit it too. I mean, it's just the facts of the game we played and the nature of the beast, the sport. And it's unfortunate, but it's not just the life we chose. This game chose us, man. Like, let's get real. It's brutal.
Like, yeah. I was actually going to speak of injuries real quick. Just what's going on with Russ in Pittsburgh? What do you make of that whole situation?
Shout out to my boy, Dev. Sorry. It's Peterson, not Pedersen. Okay. My bad. Appreciate you, Dev. Congrats on winning your flag football game today. Going on with Russ, I haven't seen Russ, so I don't know. What do you mean going on with him? Like, have you seen him?
Like, well, I mean, they go get him. They got Fields too. I guess he's hurt. He's suited up though. Says he wants to play. He's not playing. I mean, Fields is playing well. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Alina.
Same question. Yeah.
All right. Next one. Josiah back here. Lofa.
Oh, holy shit, Josiah.
Oh, here we go. It says, Lofa, can you hawk Tua on the Fins as they run out of the tunnel come Sunday? Right on the face.
not on Tua, though. Yeah.
He's an ooze. No spitting on people. That's ridiculous.
I think spitting on someone's got to be the most disrespectful thing you could do to somebody. I think it would be more degrading if we just give him an old fashioned ass whooping.
Yeah.
Josiah. So I'm going to hope that the boys just take care of business and I don't have to hawk to anything or anyone.
After week two, who's the best team in football?
Oh, God. The way too early predictions, huh? Yeah. I'll tell you who's turning my head.
I just write down my random questions.
I'll tell you who's got my attention is the Saints, man. They talk about kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah.
Like, they beat the hell out of Dallas. I don't know who they played the week before, but they beat the hell out of them. David Carr is back, like, with a vengeance. It's that's the team. I'm just going to keep a close. Kamara, they have four touchdowns today.
Yeah, man. They went into Dallas and they just put it on the Cowboys.
Yeah, that was very impressive because, you know, Dallas, they got talent. They do. And they always do well in the regular season. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But I was very shocked to see that score when they're just like the Cardinals and the Rams. That was kind of like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah. So, did you watch CJ Stroud play tonight?
I did.
Yeah.
Dude, how kids so good at football.
I didn't see the ending. How did it go?
You know what? Honestly, I didn't see it either. We were just setting this up. I just watching him play specifically, though. Just
he's just game,
dropping dimes everywhere.
So poised, mm-hmm. You know, so calm. I think it's with all the talent they had at Ohio State, the fact that they didn't win one with him is kind of like crazy.
Yeah.
Olave, Wilson, JSN, I think he might have been at the tail end. I don't know if they played together, but like, just the names that have came out of Ohio State, both offense and defensively, it's shocking.
How are Panthers fans feeling watching CJ?
I don't know. I haven't kept up on how'd the Panthers do. They lose today? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're hitting at?
It's ugly. Bryce Young, he looks like he needs a hug.
Well, some of us do, right? It's a brutal game. And, Canales, that's my boy, Dan Morgan, the GM, they'll get it right. They'll get it right. But, you know, I think you have to look at the situations they were both put in. Like, do we think that Bryce doesn't do the same thing that Stroud's doing? Again, this is a Heisman Trophy. It's a Heisman Trophy. Good. He is. Does he not have weapons? He has six number one receivers over there. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah. And then a pretty damn good defense. And the Panthers do not even have a number one, I dare say, even though Thielen always had the utmost respect for him. He's just older now, still like insanely crafty, like just a bigger, taller Tyler Lockett over there. And, gets it done, but it's just like, and then you take him away, and then what do you have? You have a bunch of young receivers. Leggett was a first round pick this year. I don't even know if he's healthy or out there yet. Mingo, he's a stud, the second year, second rounder, which he didn't get a lot of opportunities at Auburn. So no resemblance of a run game. You know, Stroud's got Mixon now, had Pierce last year. Like, if you want to, like, compare apples to apples, put them in the same situation, then you can really talk about what you have. So, you know, I'm still not going to give up on a kid in Bryce Young, even though he doesn't fit the prototypical quarterback in the NFL. Heisman Trophy winner. I don't know if he even lost a game in high school. So he's going through some real adversity now. We'll see how he responds. But it's not easy. Winning week to week is not easy in this league, no matter how good you are. Because the Bears took Houston, at least by the time I turned it off, it was a one-score game. I don't know how it finished. But I'm just saying, all that talent that Houston has, they squeaked out of there, or at least it was a dogfight until I had to jump on here. Mm-hmm. And I got to jump on here. Let me rephrase that perspective-wise. It's an honor to be here.
Aline is adding some more context here. Steve Largent's story is on YouTube.
Okay.
As someone who has epilepsy myself, my fear for any who get hit in the head, for any who gets hit in the head increases their chance of developing a seizure disorder. I don't wish that on anyone and pray for those that do. Thank you for the information there, Alina. Yeah. And thanks for providing that context. We can check out the video of Steve on YouTube, everybody.
I will. And yeah, thank you for sharing, Lena. Thoughts, prayers, love for you. And I hope, you know, it only gets better in terms of recovery. But yeah, I've experienced some things myself, and it's not awesome. It's so thank you for sharing, because, you know, I think especially in today's day and age, it's nice to know that you're not alone, right? Which is why it's called All Day Family. We love you. And we'll be checking in on you.
There it is. Haley Blue. Haley, what's up? How did you guys do in fantasy this week? I lost again. 0-2.
Is she in my league? Is she spying on my leagues? I think I lost. Oh, three. I think I lost every single matchup I had.
Oh, no. Thanks for bringing it up, Haley.
Thanks, Haley.
Oh, man. It was 13 Texans. The Texans won.
Well, Tyreek didn't do anything. I think he got me six solid points. Mixon went out with an injury, which I watched. That looked like a hip drop tackle. Just saying. Looked like it. So I'll be looking out for fines to come for whoever did that to him. And let's see who else. Yeah, I only scored 70 points in one league. Gross. Oh, shit. Oh, no. They still have three players to play. I was up 0.8 tenths of a point. And they still have Jalen Hurts tomorrow and a couple other guys. Awesome. So I'm going to lose that one for sure. Okay. And then I'll go to our league, Brett. Yahoo. Let's see. I'm up by 8 points, but they're projected to get another 14. Awesome.
So you're projected to lose that one as well?
Oh, yeah. They still have Drake London and somebody else. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, Haley.
Yeah. It's not pretty for my fantasy team. McCaffrey is killing me right now. Let's see, Brett. Alina here trolling me. Brett, are we not surprised you lost? Lofa called it. Plus, how can you not like the Goonies movie? One of my favorites. It's just, I think I saw it late. I didn't really get into it as a kid. And then I saw it later, and it's a cult classic, and it's a bit cheesy. And just, I don't know. I just didn't see it at the right time, and it didn't catch me. Maybe the way that it's caught others out there. That's all. But I have respect for it and all the actors in it. And I know why everyone likes it. I'm just saying, for me personally, it doesn't hit me in that way.
I talked about this with at the golf tournament, Randall Morris, Super Bowl golf. We did last week with Charlie Furbush, that I was like, okay, favorite baseball movie. And so, you know, he went right to it. He's like, well, everybody loves The Sandlot. He's like, but I feel like I missed it in terms of age. And then, so then I was like, okay, well, if I feel the same way, but like, then you're not supposed to, cause it was around the same time was Rookie of the Year. And so, but it had a mix of adult comedy in there and like a kid going through all of that. Right.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like that's why it resonated a little more.
Rookie of the Year is so fun.
It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And then there was another one.
Directed by Daniel Stern also, which
was Beast.
Yeah. I mean, just the tall guy from Home Alone.
Marv.
Marv. So, I mean, Yeah. Rookie of the Year is awesome. People are loading up the chat now. So I was actually just about to wrap. We were out of questions, but now coming back in here. The best part of fantasy is imagining the BS hyper-specific scenarios you need to overcome a 40-point deficit. LOL. First ever Seahawks game next week. Oh, hell yeah. And this message comes in from Eaglet Snupper.
I don't, yeah.
Am I nailing that?
I think so. I think, yeah. Ryan's but no. Me. It's something we can, oh man, what, it's something we can all relate to. Yeah. Like at least as soon as I looked down, saw Jalen Hurts, I was like, well, if he has 5 fumbles and 10 interceptions, I win.
Yeah.
I win. That's not going to happen. Well, but I'm still thinking it.
They give you the projected totals and they tell you, like, after the first quarter of the first 10 a.m. games, it's already telling me that I'm going to lose by like 38 points, and I just throw the phone and then that's it.
I think this is their way of reeling us in. It's like, I'm projected to get $160. I have 80 points right now, Brett. You know how fucking pissed I am? I just want to email them and spam them. Like, you bastards. Toy with my emotions. You told me I had a chance. I'm losing by almost double.
Yeah. And also, why am I looking at my phone all day long? The lineup that I set is the lineup that I set. I am not a real coach who can do anything about what's happening out there on the field. And now all I'm doing is pissing myself off all day by looking at my terrible fantasy score.
Amen. Right. Man. Just another like loss. It's just like, ew.
Hey, we love you guys for stopping by tonight. Thank you for spending your evening with us. It's our favorite way to unwind at the end of a football day, and hopefully it's becoming yours or is yours. And thank you for hanging out with us. As we wrap, I just really do want to say thank you to you guys for checking us out, for sticking with us, for being here for the growth. And I mean, we're only going up from here. So thanks for sticking around this season.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Cause like, I want to take, maybe we'll do the poll in the next, you know, next week we're together. Mm-hmm. Does everybody enjoy this time slot?
Hell yeah. I mean,
okay. That's one. Yes. Let me see the poll so we can get some real data here. I'm just saying, is this too late? Do we have East Coast viewers or is it everybody Seahawks century? There's a lot of, you know, ooh, got some no's, got some hell yeah, got some. I thought that was you jumping in the chat saying hell yeah, Brett. It wasn't. It was okay. Just making sure we're all in the same.
Hey, for me, I like it because the kids go to bed and then I get to go in here and shut the door and just yell about Seahawks football.
Okay.
On my mind. So,
hey, see, everybody's checking. They like it. Right. Except for my mom. Shout out, mom. It's past your bedtime.
She can always watch the next day. It stays up on YouTube.
Right. Right. It's on YouTube. Good call. Hey, good call.
You guys who are listening, you guys who are watching, especially you guys who are regulars here, if you're not telling your friends, if you're not telling your family, please do that for us. Let them know that we're here each and every, you know, game day. Doing live, and then also the preview episodes and everything that we're doing throughout the week. Be sending these links to your friends and help us keep building this all day family that we're setting out to build here.
Eagles snupper. Yeah, you're right. Can you fairly ask us during the time slot and not outside of it? Fair. JJ Lewis, it's 2 a.m., bro. Thank you for rocking with us.
Hell yeah.
Ryan Mahoney. Like that it's after Sunday Night Football, which is what everybody, you know, appreciates about. Okay, cool. My mom, your ass. Okay. I would say your mama, but then I'd be talking about my nana, so I won't do that.
Wow. That's great.
All right.
Hey, all right. Shout
out. All right. Just making sure, right? I want to give you guys what you want when you want it. Sorry for being nice. I'm going to bed.
I'm sorry for being nice. Shout out to epicseats.com. Shout out to betonline.com. Shout out to Simply Seattle, Delta, and everybody else. We love you guys. Thanks so much. That's it. That's it for us. We're out. Check us out on Instagram. It's at All Day Family, all spelled out. Go subscribe. Go follow on Instagram so you can be following along during the games and on game days and all throughout the week. That's it. Stop me from talking.